items. Today's meeting is being recorded. Those tuning in will notice that all participants, with the exception of the commission and some city staff members, are muted and video has been disabled. With this said, we will allow participants an opportunity to speak during public comment periods. If you wish to speak during public comment, there is a toolbar either at the top or bottom of your screen that will appear when you hover over it with your cursor. Click on the word participants and a box will open up on your screen showing a list of participants. And at the bottom of that box, you can click on raise hand. This will be seen by the meeting facilitator and you will be unmuted at the appropriate time to ask your question or give input. During the time you are unmuted, please make sure that you don't have any background noise, such as TVs, radios, and so forth. Even the shuffling of papers can be picked up and cause disruptive audio feedback through the microphones. All of our standard procedures will be adhered to, such as stating your name and address when called on. Comments will be kept to 5 minutes or less, and vulgarity and inappropriate language will not be tolerated and will result in being immediately muted and possibly being removed from the meeting. If you're unsure how to virtually raise your hand to participate in discussions, call 582-0336 at any time during the meeting, and Executive Assistant Barb Brooks will be happy to assist you with the process. I'd like to thank everyone in advance for your patience and cooperation as we work our way through today's meeting agenda. With that being said, I'd like to call the meeting to order, and let's start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation named under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, thank you. Do we want to let people in now? Or do I continue on through the agenda and go to roll call?
People are already been let in, unless there's somebody else. Patrick, we should be good to go.
We look good, yes.
Okay, thank you, Patrick. Roll call, please, Cindy.
Conklin?
Here.
Grunch?
Here.
Needhammer?
Here.
Page?
Here.
Solomon?
Here.
Form present?
Thank you. Moving on to the consent agenda. The purpose of the consent agenda is to expedite business by grouping non-controversial items together to be dealt with by one commission motion without discussion. Any member of the commission, staff, or the public may ask that any item or items on the consent agenda be removed and place as the last item for new business to receive full discussion. Such requests will be automatically respected. So, item A, we have approval of the August 11th City Commission regular meeting minutes as presented. Item B, approval of the Planning Commission's recommendation to reappoint Jeff Ross to the Planning Commission for a term ending May 31st, 2023. We have approval of the Planning Commission recommendation to reappoint Larry Schutt to the Planning Commission for a term ending May 31st, 2023. We have approval of the Planning Commission recommendation to appoint Jim Bauman to the Planning Commission for a term ending May 31st, 2022. And we have approval of the Planning Commission recommendation to appoint Monica Ross to the Planning Commission for a term ending May 31st, 2023. And our last item, approval of a mutual aid agreement with Emmett County EMS. So, commissioners or the public, is there any of these items that you'd like to discuss further, or I would embrace a motion.
I move to accept the approve the consent agenda.
Second.
In a second, okay. Any further discussion?
Just to let you know that I did see that Monica had joined us in case, just to let you know.
Okay. If Monica wishes to speak, we can do that at a different time. But as of right now, we do have the motion and second. Roll call, please.
Conklin?
Aye.
Crunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Page?
Aye.
Solomon?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you. Moving on to hearing citizens' comments on non-agenda items. Monica, if you can hear us, welcome. Well, it's nice that our planning commission is full now. And it's nice that we have some citizens that stepped up and filled that. So thank you, Monica.
Thank you for appointing me. I look forward to serving.
Very good. Are there any other citizens' comments on non-agenda items?
Showing none.
Okay. Moving on to correspondence. Anything? I don't think so. And moving on to Mike with the city manager's report.
I can't hear Mike.
Mike, you're muted.
Well, let me start over again. I was hitting the space bar button, but I moved my cursor to someplace else, so it didn't pick up on that. So let me start over again. Our pavement marking program is completed for the year, and parking space striping was the last to be done around the downtown, airport, things of that nature. Our pavement crack sealing program has begun for the year. We're currently out for bids on the tree planting program and also for our newspaper of record. So those bids will be coming to the City Commission in the near future. Tim is working with Reith Riley on adding a possible couple short segments of streets to the 2020 pavement rehab program. We ended up about $17,000 less than what was awarded. So he's looking at Mechanic Street, part of Bay Street, and possibly part of 2nd Street for an inch and a half thick preservation overlay. The fence project over by the trail and other areas by the wastewater treatment plant has been completed. So those fences have been repaired. New pedestrian crosswalk signs have been erected on Division Street near the Park Street intersection by Litzenberger and the 1910 building. So a little clearer signage with regards to that. Lights for the new city parking lot north of the theater have been repaired and are now operational. Our two part-time DPW workers have wrapped up for the season, one finishing on Friday and the other one this week. Usually we employ four, but with the downscaling of events and also with just watching our finances, that was reduced from 4 to 2 this year. City personnel began work yesterday at the airport terminal, preparing it to serve as a trailhead for the new non-motorized trail that goes to Boyne Falls. The first part they're working on is the handicapper ramp that'll be added to the south side of the building. So people of all physical abilities can get into the building. We expect the work overall, not just on the ramp, but also on the interior improvements to take about 6 to 8 weeks to complete. We're looking to conduct our interviews for our new city clerk treasurer person within the next 2 weeks. We've selected a number of people that we've to interview, and we're scheduling those up as we speak. Unfortunately, we're looking to cancel the Labor Day drag race that we hold out at the airport this year. It's usually on Sunday of the Labor Day weekend, and we hope to see everybody back in 2021. A reminder for, that the City Commission's further consideration of the International Property Maintenance Code is scheduled for our next regular meeting, and that's on September 8th. That's a 7 p.m. meeting. The county's household hazardous waste collection will be held this coming September 10th through 12th. So three days that it'll be held on. Reservations can be made online if you request that from through an email from the county or by telephone on September 2nd. I'm working with another local vendor to obtain other quotes for our city facility patio furnishings. I'm planning on bringing this matter back before the City Commission, hopefully at our next meeting. And we'll be talking, we added an item to the agenda with regards to the Michigan Municipal League Convention and the delegates for that, the voting delegates. That convention takes place September 30th through October 2nd. But I still need to know who from the commission is planning on going. So when you get a chance, you can check your calendars. It's being held virtually, so you can tune in to whatever sessions you like whenever it's convenient. This morning we got a piece of good news where the state has let us know that we're going to receive an additional $150,000 grant to help the Lofts on Lake Street project do site preparation and cleanup work on their site over at the intersection of North Lake and State Streets. So that brings a total grant amount through the state for that portion of the project to $750,000. So if you have any questions on any of those items or anything else, please let me know. Tom, you're muted now. Nope, still muted. There you go.
I don't know why that's doing that today, but in reference to the Michigan Conference, Michigan Municipal League, I did see the deal that, you know, if we get quite a few signed up, that you get a package for everyone that can participate. That seemed like a pretty good deal. So
yeah, and I confirmed that on their, they had a webinar yesterday, and I confirmed just how many extra people. The minimum is five, and you get a bulk rate of $795 for five people or anything above five, and that's unlimited. So we could open that up to all our boards and commissions and people that might not normally participate in it. So, yeah, that is quite the deal. But yeah, but when we do make the reservations, I have to have everybody's email address that's interested. You can only do it once. So.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a good opportunity that we need to pursue that. Thank you. Moving. Any questions, commissioners?
No.
Okay. Moving on to reports of officers, boards, and standing committees. Cindy has provided for us the financial statement for July. Any questions on that, commissioners? Moving on to old business. We have none. Moving on to new business, item A, the dewatering system contract recommendation. And is that?
That'll be Tim.
Tim, yes.
Okay, thank you, Mayor. So as part of a project to try to mitigate some flooding that's occurring in Sunset Park at the west end of Water Street. C2AE, our city consulting engineer, has designed a relief pipe to be installed. And we've scoped that out in the field and come up with a plan of how we would accomplish that pipe installation. It's a relatively short section of pipe, but at the same time, it's tricky because of the high groundwater levels that exist at that location. So dewatering is going to be required in order to dry the excavation out in order to safely and properly install the pipe. I contacted DeWind Dewatering, which is the company from Zeeland that did the dewatering for the Veterans Pavilion last year, and got a proposal from them because they are they're very familiar with our soils. It was very successful in terms of the work that they performed for Kroondike Construction to get the foundations installed for the pavilion. And this is really a very specialized service that I think knowledge is a huge benefit going into providing a proposal. So I asked DeWind to give us a proposal after we met on site with them and reviewed the scope of the work. The plan on the screen shows the little green pipe. That's the piece of pipe that would be installed. It's mostly under the existing concrete and brick paver sidewalk in the area. However, we expect that the excavation will go into the parking lot a little bit and also outside into the grassed area a little bit. So they would dewater a perimeter around this location for about a period of a week while we get the pipe installed. As soon as the pipe is in and it's backfilled and compacted properly, then the dewatering equipment can be removed. So the cost of this service would be $7,300. And it would be turnkey, so really limited amount of work that we have to do except babysit the dewatering pump a couple times throughout every 24-hour period to make sure that it's not running out of fuel and that oil and all the other indicators on the engine are looking okay. So that's the proposal. We've talked with Cafe Sante and also CAT Development regarding this proposal. And while admittedly not thrilled that there's going to be some disruption to their business, I think they recognize that this work needs to be done in order to alleviate the current flooding problem that's occurring here. So I think that's it. In a nutshell, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Tim. Is there any other comments from staff or department heads or the public?
Showing none.
Okay. We'll move on to board deliberation. Ron?
Oh, I'm good with proposals, so we need to move forward on it.
Thank you, Ron. Dean?
Yeah, I'm fine with the proposal. I did have a couple little questions, though. Will this work happen during the soon during and during the time that there'd be outdoor dining for Sante?
Yes, the tentative schedule right now is probably around the first week of October. It will be a matter of just confirming supply of our materials, and then getting those on site and getting DeWind on site to get it dewatered. But we're probably looking at a window between the very end of September and the first couple weeks of October. Again, the weather's starting to change at that point, but there's still the possibility that there would be some outdoor dining while this work is being done.
So I'm just wondering if there'd be a chance of moving them over a little bit so they can retain their capacity for the end to the end of the season with dining and instead of disrupting the dining and removing it.
Yeah, the I think once DeWind gets the equipment on site and we know what area they will occupy, then our plan is to work out a different seating arrangement with Cafe Sante, possibly shifting their outdoor area a little bit to the east to get it away from where the construction is going to occur, because there will be an excavator and dump trucks sitting in the parking lot on the north side of the parking lot area while we do this work. But again, hopefully everything goes well and we're in there and out of there pretty quickly.
You know, the other question I had is, you know, our weather's been getting wetter in recent years. And do you think that this fix here is a sign of the future, that there'd be more instances where we no longer have capacity to handle our stormwater outflows, especially in that area adjacent to the lake?
Yeah, that's definitely possible. I think what we're seeing is a change in the type of storms that we get. The storms that we are getting might not be producing a lot more precipitation, but they're definitely producing precipitation a lot more intensely than a lot of systems have been historically designed for.
I think there might be an opportunity for us in the future to address one of our city goals, which has to do with stormwater, and take perhaps a longer term view of system-wide opportunities to kind of mitigate some of those effects.
Agreed.
Yeah. Thank you, Dean. Sally?
I'm good with it.
Okay. You?
Tim or Mike, could you just refresh us again about how the underground stormwater treatment system works in Sunset Park?
Yeah, I think there's actually one of the schematics, it might be the next photo, Patrick, that shows next one. There you go. So this was actually kind of one of the demolition photos from that specific project, Hugh. The orange pipe is the pipe that runs between the commercial building, which has Cafe Sante in it at the far west end, and the condos, which are to the left of the orange pipe. It runs through that walkway, so it drains the parking lot in behind the condos and Cafe Sante. That flows north into the parking lot, then as you can see it flows to the east, then crosses the street and goes into the underground chamber, as is kind of noted in handwriting on the drawing. There's other areas to the south and to the east that also flow into the same 24-inch pipe that goes into this underground chamber. And then there's a series of underground tubes, if you will, that retain the water before it is discharged down the green pipe that is at the top of the screen that parallels the sidewalk on the north side of the parking lot. And that outflows then to manhole 101 and ultimately manhole number 100 on this drawing into Lake Charlevoix. So that basin is currently submerged, you know, because of the high lake levels, as is the rest of the storm sewer system here. But during a large rain event, the system flushes itself out and does outflow through the green pipe.
The other question I had is with the flooding and the impact on the condos, is there any liability the city assumes on that or has assumed?
None to date.
And the final question is in regard to the outdoor dining. It seems to me there might be a noise issue more so than, you know, the trucks and that sort of thing. Is this a real loud motor?
It's not really loud, but it is a diesel generator for what that's worth. I think this will be a little bit trial and error in terms of whether the outdoor dining, you know, can continue while the dewatering is going on. Or if it can continue, where could it be relocated so that it would still work for Cafe Sante? Unfortunately, there's just not a quiet, it's got a noise muffler on it and it's an enclosed unit. So it has much lower noise generation, but it will run 24 hours a day for a period of about 7 to 9 days to get the area dewatered for us.
It will have both noise and smell issues since it's a diesel engine. I mean, it sounds like, I mean, it's a chugging sound when the pump is running. So it'll definitely be noticeable, and depending on which way the wind's blowing, you'll have the diesel perfume odors as well.
Yeah, I was just wondering with the fall season and, you know, how popular that is here, you know, waiting until later October is any kind of a possibility, but I'd leave that up to you if you could schedule. Seems like that might be an option.
The problem that you run into is when it's good for construction season is the time when people want to be outside as well too. And we have pavement to put back down and concrete to get cured. And if we go too late in that, we've poured concrete and then have salt applied to it, and the concrete just gets real pockmarked. We've had that with some of our downtown projects in the past. So it's trying to find a balance between the two. We'll work with them, but they're definitely conflicting projects.
That's all I had, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Hugh. Yeah, I think you've answered my questions, Tim. I mean, basically, this is just a large overflow, isn't it?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Correct. So a lot of the flow will still go through the retention basin, and some of the flow will bypass the retention basin and go to manholes 101A through 100 on the drawing.
Yep. What's the diameter of the new pipe?
It's the proposed pipe is a 18-inch pipe that will neck down to a 12-inch through the catch basin.
Okay. All right. I'm in support. Something I think we have to do. Anything else, commissioners? If not, I would take a motion.
I would move the City Commission approve the contract with DeWine Dewatering of Zeeland and issue a purchase order in an amount not to exceed $7,300 and recommend the City Manager execute the documents.
Second.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Grunch?
Aye.
Meathammer?
Aye.
Page?
Aye.
Salomon?
Aye.
Conklin?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you. Moving on to item B, road de-icing salt contract recommendation. Tim?
Again, thank you, Mayor. It's that time of year, time to start ordering salt for winter and getting everything prepped so that we're ready for winter come November 1st. So we have participated through the state of Michigan and their MyDeal program for a number of years. They bid salt out every 3 to 5 years. Very large contract. I think the contract is something shy of about $50 million worth of salt that is provided to cities, villages, and counties throughout the state of Michigan. We've been, again, participating in that program for some time. Each year they ask us for a quantity, one quantity, which is called the early fill. That's a quantity that's delivered in September. And then a quantity, which is the backup seasonal fill that occurs in late January or early February. The last few years, we've been ordering 600 for early fill, 600 tons, and 150 tons for the backup fill. We have on average been using about 640 tons per season, but I'd note the prior winter, we used 795 tons. So that actually exceeded the 750 that we would have normally purchased. So we're kind of, you know, we're right in the ballpark, but we do have the ability to get more salt if it's needed, up to, I believe it's 25% above the additional 150 tons that's shown in this memo. Regardless, the state is looking for a purchase order from us in order to move forward with delivery in about 2 weeks' time. So we've put together the pricing based on both the 600 tons early fill and the 150 tons, which is a slightly higher rate backup fill, which would come after the new year, but all part of this fiscal year. So the total amount of those two comes to $58,506. And the request is to issue a purchase order to Compass Minerals, who was the awarded contractor with the state of Michigan for that purchase. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Tim. Is there any other comments from staff, department heads, and or the public?
Showing none.
Okay, thank you. We'll go to board deliberation. Dean?
I'm good.
Okay. Sally?
I'm good.
You?
I'm good.
Ron?
I'm good.
I'm in support also.
Tim, can I ask a couple of questions, or Tom, can I ask Tim a couple of questions?
Please, Mike.
And I should have asked you earlier, Tim. In future years, could we order 700 tons initially and then get the other add-on stuff later, or does that tax out our capacity for storage?
Yeah, that's the main issue, is the salt barn is sized to hold 600 tons. And as noted, we have about 90 tons in place right now. So we'll actually have to move a little bit of material just outside of the front of the salt barn in order to take delivery on this 600 tons. So that's the main limitation there. But they ask us once a year, I think it's in March, to commit to the quantity for the upcoming year.
Thank you.
Oops. Thank you, Mike. Any other questions or comments? I would entertain a motion.
I would move that the City Commission award a purchase order contract for road de-icing salt to Compass Minerals in an amount not to exceed $58,506 for the State of Michigan M deal bid. Further, I would recommend that city manager execute the document.
Thank you, Sally. And Ron, was that you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Page?
Aye.
Solomon?
Aye.
Conklin?
Aye.
Grunch?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, let's move on to item C, pipe locator purchase order recommendation. Is this Mark?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, Mayor. I'd like to, this is a pipe locator for locating service lines. You know, over the years, we've had some difficulty trying to locate the different curb stops. We have the wand detector type. It's basically like a metal detector. It's only good for several inches below the surface. This new locator we're looking at, we can go inside into the person's house where the service lead comes in, put a clip on it, and then send a signal through the pipe, and we can trace it out in the yard, find out where the pipe is, follow it out to the main. It won't specifically tell us where the curb stop is, but we'll know where the pipe is, so we know where to start looking. Because in the past, it's just been kind of, if we can't find it with the wand, then we're kind of guessing and trying to locate it. We did have subsurface, they came and they gave us a demo. Petoskey has a similar model from the same company, not this exact model, but a similar one. And they came down and helped us locate a pipe here a couple weeks ago with it, and it worked great. And we did look at other companies. They're all roughly the same price, within $100 of each other, typically a few hundred. So I'd recommend the City Commission authorize the city manager to sign the purchase order for the $3,300 for a locator from Subsurface Instruments.
Thank you, Mark. Are there any other comments from staff or the public or department heads? Okay.
Showing none.
Thank you. Let's move on to board deliberation. Sally?
I'm okay with it.
Okay. Hugh?
I'm good.
Ron?
I'm good with it.
Dean?
I'm good.
Okay, I am too. How about a motion?
I'll move to approve a purchase order in the amount of $3,300 for a pipe locator from Subsurface Instruments and authorize the city manager to execute the documents.
Second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Page?
Aye.
Solomon?
Aye.
Conklin?
Aye.
Crunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay. Moving on to item D, which is the Michigan Municipal League. Mike, I'll turn this over to you.
Yeah, this was a last-minute addition. Sorry for not getting that to you sooner, but it's one we've seen before. Every year before the convention, the league reaches out to us looking to designate two of our members as delegates for the annual conference meeting. And they would like this back to them by August 28th. Usually it's been a couple of the commissioners. I know Ron's done it in the past when he was mayor, and then Tom, and we've got other representatives serve the commission. At points, I've served as the alternate. I don't think with me being on the board of the MML at this point, it's appropriate while I'm still on the board. So if there's two commissioners that are willing to serve, one as our delegate and another one as an alternate, we could have a motion to approve that and then get that to the league.
Okay. Any other discussion from the staff or the public? We'll go to Hugh, you want to start?
Sure, I'd make a motion that the mayor be the delegate and Dean Solomon be the alternate.
I'd second that.
Okay. Ron, you have any input?
I'm good with it.
Dean?
That's okay.
Okay. I do plan to sign up for that. Is now the right time to discuss that, or should we get I guess we should follow through with the motion. So we have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Solomon?
Aye.
Conklin?
Aye.
Crunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Page?
Aye.
Motion carried.
On the same topic, fellow commissioners, can we get the five minimum people signed up so that we can actually add our whole staff to the list? I will commit to the virtual, and you don't have to publicly say it now, but just put it in your thought process.
I think I already responded, I think.
Okay. Thank you, Dean. Okay. Let's move to good of the order. Anybody want to start? Ron?
Yeah, I've got an overlay on my screen here. Let's see. It shows me as the co-host day. I'm not sure how that popped up, but it's overlay. That overlay was... It causes me to pause as far as what am I looking at, or so if I touch something, I don't knock everybody else out or mute everybody. So I don't know if anybody else has had that, but anybody hear me?
I heard you, Ron.
I don't know how I wound up being co-host anyway.
No, we've done that the last few meetings, Ron. I've made all the commissioners co-hosts, or all the participants from the city co-hosts, so they can more easily turn their microphones on or off.
Oh, okay.
If you're not a co-host or a host, and either Patrick or I muted you, you cannot unmute yourself, and that was causing us some problems before. So for the last two or three meetings, I've made you all co-hosts.
Okay. Well, thanks for the explanation. Other than that, I don't have any questions.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Dean?
I'm good.
Okay. Sally?
Good.
You?
Good.
I have nothing. For the good of the order, going on to announcements, the next regular City Commission meeting is scheduled for September 8th at 7 p.m. It is 12:43, and I will make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Conklin?
Aye.
Grunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Page?
Aye.
Solomon?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.